Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I saw what I think multiple of us saw, which was Rex Ryan was talking a little bit about where the Chiefs are. And then I saw Warren Sharp this morning on social media. Let me play what Rex Ryan had to, or I'm sorry, ask about the Chiefs, at least on this end. And we'll, I'll tell you at the moment, he had started off by saying,
or Jeff Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Jeff Saturday. I was getting it mixed up. Jeff Saturday. Here's what he had to say about the Chiefs and how they might be viewed after.
We have all, including myself, and still do, think he is probably the best that's ever done it to this point in his career. It has been a remarkable watch what he's been capable of doing and what he has done for this franchise. But we can't act like that he hasn't been part of the issues that have happened with the Chiefs. He's thrown more interceptions late in games and done things that have just, and we talk about it, we're like, it's just, that's just not normal for Patrick Mahomes. Now, he doesn't have a run game. There's a lot of things. The offensive line hasn't been as good. There's a lot of reasons. It's not excuses. There are reasons. But I think when you looked at Patrick Mahomes, everybody just thought, we just throw whatever we want, and this guy's always going to get us to the Super Bowl. And that's been the expectation. And the problem for me is it's not that we made the playoffs. You're talking about if they don't make the playoffs. You still have a little less than a third of the season left over. If we don't make the playoffs, that means we are in a spiral, which would be shocking to me. But if they did miss the playoffs, it would make me look at Patrick Mahomes differently because I just wouldn't expect a player in the prime.
It's just, it's so hard when you hear that say, well, they're going to look at him differently and all this other stuff. And I think it's insane. Looking at Patrick Mahomes differently in this given season, Gold, considering the fact that even if he misses the playoffs, differently in what way compared to the rest of the quarterbacks? How are the seasons going for them? The four quarterbacks, we all agree, this whole show, and I think a large majority, 80, 85%, 90% of football analysts, football fans agreed. Burrow, Jackson, Allen, Mahomes. How are the seasons going for the other guys? Josh Allen's team's going to lose the division. They're currently the seventh seed, so they're in the playoffs, but barely. Joe Burrow's team's not going to make it, and he got hurt again. Lamar Jackson's team is also 6-6, by the way, and fighting for their playoff lives. Who would have taken the crown, stripped it away? Why would this ruin the shine on him? His 7 years in the league, AFC Championship game, Super Bowl, AFC Championship game, Super Bowl appearance. Like, I'm sorry, one playoff loss negates the seven, or what's the math here?
So I don't know if Saturday was discussing it in terms of up against Tom Brady or the rest, because I'm with you. If it is trying to judge him against Allen, Burrow, Lamar, that absolutely won't change, even with the playoff appearance that doesn't exist in 2025, if in fact the Chiefs miss the playoffs. I hope that's not what he's discussing. Like, it'll make him look different compared to Allen or anybody like that. That to me is crazy.
Legacy.
But if we're talking in the GOAT conversation with Tom Brady, then I understand. Because ultimately, when you are clearly the best quarterback in this era, at this point, you're only going to be compared, because we're having an all-time conversation as well, you're only going to be compared to Tom Brady. Now, I have told you going back a couple Super Bowls ago that that conversation, Brady and Mahomes, need to be paused for about a decade anyway, because I think Mahomes has a lot of catching up to do and would need to win another two Super Bowls before I would be willing to really reopen that conversation. And we said, hey, if they would have gone three-peat last year, Cody, which is something that Brady did not do either, then that would have potentially have helped the cause, no doubt, and the head-to-head matchup that they lost, that he lost, that would have maybe balanced that out a little bit. But none of that happened. So I don't think there is a conversation to be had about Brady and Mahomes anymore. I want to pause that for a decade. If that's what Saturday's talking about, then I agree with him. It hurts that conversation in that debate. But if he's trying to say that a missed playoff appearance for Mahomes changes how he should stack up against Allen or Burrow or Lamar, well, then that's where I completely disagree, and I'm with you.
Yeah, anybody else they try to toss into the mix, right? Because we know that if Drake May or Bo Nix or one of these other AFC quarterbacks or Stafford gets another, right? He's got a Super Bowl ring. He's got one of the best teams in the NFC. Fine. Stafford is one of the better quarterbacks to have played in the NFL. He gets two rings.
He's made a Hall of Famer.
If he gets two rings, he's going to get to enter his name into some deeper, more serious conversations. But it better not be like, well, he's now had a better career than Mahomes. Do I need to point out the number of times he's missed the playoffs? Not gone to a Super Bowl, not gone to an AFC title game. Get the hell out of here. Like, amongst the AFC teams, amongst the NFL quarterbacks, this should change zero of your opinion. And I believe what was correctly pointed out by Warren Sharp on Twitter today, if you want to look at his statistical, because he's kind of an analytically based guy, his statistical stuff, he's saying numbers-wise, he's playing better than he played last year or the year before. 2 years in which he went to the Super Bowl and lost and won the Super Bowl.
And how frustrating is what you just said? It goes back to our conversation about the entire season. That is true. And I think people, I shouldn't say everybody, like I saw a text as well that they came in. I don't think any of us are suggesting that he's been perfect, that he hasn't made mistakes. But this idea, and I get it, when the season is going the way it has in Kansas City, everybody, including us, we're all looking for answers and who to blame and all that. And so I get it. That's just the name of the game and how this whole thing works.
The nature of the business.
And so he's the starting quarterback and the face of the franchise. So I get it. He's going to have to deal with blame. Nobody's going to feel sorry for him. But I think people wanting to act as if the reason why they're in this spot is he just hasn't been as good, I just think that's completely inaccurate.
In the first, I just like, even if you look at it, other than Tom Brady, who we agree, there's just no point in having that conversation. You got to set it aside. Patrick Mahomes got to get to five Super Bowl rings before I even bring it up again, is the truth, Gold. Like, before I start saying, oh no, I do think he's just as good and here's why and his division's harder. Because at any point, Bo Nix is probably better than any quarterback that Tom Brady ever played against in his own division. And I don't even like Bo Nix that much. So what does that say about where they are? Peyton Manning, in the first 5 years of his career, finished a season 10-6 and 6-10 and 3-13 and missed the playoffs multiple times. But it's this caveat of, and what I think they're trying to hold him against him, Gold, is it's weird at this age. By the time Tom Brady was established and was 30, by the time Peyton Manning was established and was 30, his team just won 12, 13, 14 games a year. They did. They won that same number over and over and over again. 12, 13, so this year still feels like an outlier compared to the greats, unless you're talking about the years in which they missed full seasons or got injured or other stuff occurred. But that's just been the theme of the season. You and I just said on the numbers they just gave you. I think it actually passes the eye test too. Patrick Mahomes is clearly playing better quarterback than last year. Clearly, I think.
Well, the offense as a whole is better. Like, as much as we're frustrated about individual moments and key drops and stuff like that, the offense is better than a year ago. The defense is clearly not.
Nope.
And then we get into all the other conversations that we've had for weeks and weeks, and you guys are well aware. We don't have to revisit the issues that they
the
have had.
Yeah, big time moments and those
other things. But yeah, the offense is better, and it adds, how many times do we have to say it? It adds to the frustration, because this is why the Chiefs, Bob and Dusty were asking me in the segment I was on with them talking betting at like 9:30, like, well, they were asking, why are they still favorites in all these games? Because the actual data and the numbers say they're actually a pretty damn good team. But it doesn't, the results are the results. They're 6-6. They're an average. They're literally an average football team.
I think that's where, you know, I guess they didn't say it, so maybe it's not that. But it feels like those comments are in regards to the, we expect more out of Patrick Mahomes thing because we compare him to Tom Brady. We're not comparing Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. None of them are in the GOAT conversation where Patrick Mahomes has been. And I think that's why given the season that they've had from the legacy standpoint of this guy's been in GOAT conversation. This is very disappointing for this reason. And I know that they didn't reference it, so maybe they actually do feel that way in comparison to Burrow, Allen, and Lamar. But I think just based on the premise of the way that people are reacting to it,
it
only makes sense that it's because we've compared him to Tom Brady that this conversation is actually an actual talking point is, Tom, Tom didn't really have any seasons like this. If he did, he was hurt.
He did, though. He missed the playoffs in his second year as an NFL starter.
So
does it matter if it's year seven versus year or year eight versus year two?
Starting to nitpick at that point then, I guess. To your point, Cody.
Now you're just saying like,
reasons he's not a part of the conversation.
It's different for year, because if you want to give me like, even in the Tom Brady case, if I just stack up their first eight seasons in the NFL, and I include this one, and I include that Tom Brady's eighth season is the year he went 8-0, and went all the way to the Super Bowl and lost, by the way, the same as Patrick Mahomes went to the Super Bowl and lost last year. If I stack them up, touchdowns, yards, Super Bowl wins, Super Bowl appearances, MVPs, Super Bowl MVPs, missed playoffs, as in it would be one for each in the hypothetical, I'm saying Patrick Mahomes still ahead on all of them. Every statistic except for Super Bowl titles in which they'd be even. And so it's like, even if you want to make the bigger point, and you and I are saying we got to set it aside until
truly, I get why from a what we do for a living, why we talk about Brady versus Mahomes. I have just told you, I don't think there's a real conversation.
Yeah.
I don't think you, if you're a Chiefs fan, you even want to have that conversation right now. One, it won't end up in your favor currently. If you're trying to have that debate, because I don't think the numbers are there to support him being better other than just saying he's a more athletic quarterback and all that. But in terms of how we talk about GOATs in sports and it's become such a ring-oriented conversation, you don't want that conversation right now. Let's pause for a decade and then let's see where he's at. So that was why when Jeff Saturday said that, if he's just talking about it will hurt him in comparison to Brady, I think there is some truth to that, but it'll be more about the ring issue than it will. Like if Mahomes finishes 3+ rings off of Brady, well, then there is no debate to have.
Yeah. And like, I'm just going to keep pointing out other examples. Let's say the Chiefs make the playoffs as the 7 seed. You're like, well, does that hurt him versus Tom Brady? Tom Brady at age 32. Made the playoffs with a 10-6 record, lost in the wild card round. So it's like, it's not that hard to find examples. Teams have bad years. Quarterbacks have down seasons.
Right.
And this is certainly going to be, and this is what's so funny. And this is why I don't think it should hurt his legacy. The idea that a, let's call it 9-8 season, hurts Patrick Mahomes' legacy when I know the three previous seasons were Super Bowl appearance and win, Super Bowl appearance and win, and Super Bowl appearance and loss. What did I just forget? Did you Men in Black flashy thing erase my memory and I just forgot the previous 3 years existed? Not to mention going to next year. I know they still have Patrick Mahomes and I still know they have Andy Reid. Guess what? Do you think I'm going to think they win the division next year? Because the answer is yes. Not even knowing what they do yet in the offseason. I don't know about the Chiefs will be a division winner.
So that's a whole another conversation. Yeah. I'm not there. You said that very confidently. No, I'm not so sure about that, Cody.
They'll just bounce back.
There's too many roster holes, and everybody gets a year older. So I will not be there, especially if I end up seeing Bo Nix or Herbert actually do something in the playoffs. Now, if they both are one and done in the postseason, then I'll be more confident in that. I mean, because I sure as heck know the Raiders aren't getting any better anytime soon. So that's an offseason conversation, but otherwise it's interesting because we know whenever it's official, if in fact it becomes official, that the Chiefs are mathematically eliminated and we're going to be a couple weeks away. Even if they lose on Sunday, they will not be mathematically eliminated. It will be fascinating how many people will try to use it as this is completely the end of any conversation or prop up Josh Allen because of it. That's where I will disagree.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.